This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's job market had a much better year last year than initial reports would lead you to believe. State economist Ryan Gedney says Colorado added 37,000 more jobs than the monthly report showed in 2023.
What this really means is, I think, a lot rosier picture for Colorado's labor market.
The revisions are a result of an annual benchmarking process that gives a more accurate picture of the state's job market compared to monthly snapshots. For over two decades, and again this weekend, Coloradans have celebrated a frozen dead guy. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart explains the unusual tradition, Frozen Dead Guy Days.
This weekend, tens of thousands of revelers will gather in Estes Park to celebrate Bredo Morstel, Colorado's frozen dead guy. The annual festival began when residents of Nederland, a small town near Boulder, found out that a local man was preserving his grandfather Bredo's remains in his backyard shed. The residents, known as Nedheads, turned this morbid situation into a festival. Annual events include coffin races, a polar plunge, and a costume ball. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
The University of Colorado ski team won an NCAA national championship in Steamboat Springs. Four first-place finishes pushed the Buffaloes past the University of Utah, which won the last four national titles. CU swept the slalom event, taking first in both the men's and women's competitions. The University of Denver placed third in the title race. This is CPR News.